Masechet Shvi'it, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Fertilizing a field during the Shnat Shemitah is prohibited on a Drabanan level. It's prohibited as a Tolada, a subcategory of plowing. Just like plowing makes the field fit for planting, fertilizing as well makes the field fit for planting, therefore it is Asur. Hachamim didn't only outlaw fertilizing, but they even said that a person is not allowed to bring the fertilizer, the manure, out onto the field during the Shnat Shemitah because of a Marit Ayin issue, because people are going to see a person piling manure in the field and they're going to think, he's doing it in order to fertilize his field. But that prohibition of bringing manure to the field was limited. It didn't apply in every scenario. It only applied during part of the year. The question of this Mishnah is going to be, during what point during the year is a person allowed to bring manure out onto his field? So we have to know manure was usually used from animal manure. It wasn't a different type of fertilizer. It was an animal manure. So therefore, people wanted to remove it from their homes. They didn't want to keep it in their barn. They didn't want to keep it in their courtyards. They'd rather put it into the field away from where they were in order to avoid the smell. And they would make piles, and they would spread those piles eventually all over the field as fertilizer. And that's what this Mishnah is going to talk about. Me'ematai motzi'in zevalim la'ashpatot. From what point during the Shemitah is a person allowed to take the manure out to his field in order to make it into heaps, into piles in his field? Answers the Mishnah. Mishiv seku of the avodah. At the point in time when the people who are violating Shemitah, the sinners, the ovrei avera, people who are not following Shemitah properly, once they finish fertilizing their field, at the point of the season that these farmers aren't fertilizing anymore, people aren't going to suspect if this religious, halachic farmer is bringing manure out into his field. They're not going to suspect him anymore of doing it in order to fertilize his field during the Shnat Shemitah. They'll think he's only doing it in order to store it there until the Shemitah ends. And therefore, there's no more gezerah, there's no more decree about a person not being allowed to pile his manure out in his field during the Shnat Shemitah. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. We're going to have two other views. Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishivash Hamatok. Rabbi Yehuda says, once the manure dried up to a point where it's unusable, at that point in that season, and a person really wouldn't be able to use it there, what would he do? He'd put it back out into his field in order to allow the rain to soften and moisten the manure so it becomes usable again. So at that point, once it becomes too dry, and a person's obviously taking out the manure into his field just for storage, but not to use it, at that point, says Rabbi Yehuda, a person is allowed to bring his manure out into the field. A very similar opinion, which is Rabbi Yose, which is a little bit more lenient. He says, you don't have to get to the point where it's fully dry and unusable, but Rabbi Yose Omer, Mishi Kasher, once it becomes knotty, once it begins to dry up and thicken, not when it's fully dried out and totally has no moisture whatsoever, but once the manure becomes a little bit knotted, it becomes connected to each other because of its dryness, at that point in time, a person's allowed to take the manure out into his field and store it over there. So even though at this point it's not an effective fertilizer, but it's not to the point where Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda was talking about a completely dry fertilizer. Here, it's not fully dry, it's before it dries up, but it's getting to that point, it's beginning to thicken and beginning to dry up. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef.